Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin. And well, I'm going to hold my phone in the well, right next to the gerbils. I'll just put the rest of the egg box in there, which is probably the biggest bit of cardboard they've had so far. And you can hear they don't explore anything. They don't go over it to check it out first or anything. I mean, you know, just kind of have a sniff and just go along and whatever. No, as soon as they see something, it's like, ooh.
Chew it.
Start shredding it.
I don't find my
No, it's like, finally, something I can get my teeth into, quite literally. Usually we just have toilet rolls and, well, the end of it, obviously, the cardboard tube and what is left of kitchen roll for them. But they're quite thin, so they don't last terribly long, and I can see why. They're making good progress already. There's both of them. They're just really keen on this. Yeah, and the thing is, because we keep giving them bits of cardboard, bits of paper, bits of wood, and I keep taking bits of bedding, of wood chips out, because I didn't put that much back in when I restocked their home, when I last cleaned it out, but there's loads in there again. Oh, hay, of course, as well. So it's just because of what they just shred everything, and then it just ends up being more material. Well, Ollie's given up now. He's trying to see when he does that. There's a better chance of him wanting to come out. Yeah, but Ginger's still going at it. Yeah, Ginger's had a little bit of a personality change over the last few weeks. Weirdly enough, he was the one responsible for the interior design. So Ollie did all the digging, and Ginger did all the shredding and making the nest. And he became quite fat, not doing much else. But yeah, all of a sudden he started digging, and he slimmed right down. Which is fabulous because I'm no longer afraid of giving him any treats now, including nuts. Yes, which is why we bought some in the pet shop. Got some assorted.
Ollie hasn't given up anymore.
Nuts and seeds. Because they don't come in any stuff that is in the gerbil's regular diet because they make them too fat apparently. But I need something slightly special as a treat, so that if they do something special, especially Ginger, who's a little bit on the shy side, if he does come out or he does anything else to tame him a bit more, then I want to be able to treat him. Yes, Henry.
If Ginger just nibbled along here, then I'll be a little piece and I can put it in the cage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was a box of it's only the half that the eggs were in, but there were 9 eggs in there. Well, so far while we've been standing here, I would say, well, they've taken down the outside pretty much, and they've demolished at least one of them completely, one of the spaces for eggs completely. Okay, I think they got a bit shocked then. It's all right, Ollie, it's only us. Yeah, it's only us, it's fine. Come on, you can go back to shredding as well. Right, it's Ginger, it's the latter.
Mummy, be quiet for BNC.
Okay. Workers. So, How long do you think until they've demolished the whole thing?
I think that might be maybe a whole entire night.
You reckon?
Maybe.
Well, like, only if they stop. If they keep going, they'll be done in an hour tops.
Done in an hour?
Look, I've only been recording for 5 minutes and a bit, and look how much they've already shredded. They've basically shredded all the sides now.
Yep, all the outside. Now we just have to try and get the hills.
Yep, so that would be a lot more material in there as well. Just in case I'm surprised why I need to take my bedding out.
Do they eat?
No, they just shred it. See, it then ends up, they make it smaller. And it ends up as this, all this stuff that they like to dig in. So they're going to have more of that at the end. See? That's why I have to keep taking this out. Because they shred everything and then it just becomes more and more and more. Because that's the way it fills up. That's shredded material. Look, all that white stuff, that's shredded kitchen paper. I give them one piece of kitchen paper every night and they shred it up. See? No, I don't even do that anymore. I just rip it in half now. I just rip it in half. I give one to Ollie, one to Ginger. And off they go.
Seriously,
yes.
Okay.
Right. Bath time. Who's first?
Okay, goodbye, audio people. I'm going to have a bath.
Good, excellent. Right. Goodbye. Okay, let them. I think we're going to let them have a go, and I'll put the lid back on because Ginger has recently figured out how he could potentially climb out, and I don't want to risk that. Right then.
Where is the lid anyway? We'll stop here.
The lid anyway is here. Here it is, Henry. There we go. Don't need to put it down completely, but just so that he can't see, because he stands on the glass jar, then he puts his front paws on there, sticks his head out, and then he could potentially jump out. That's how I caught him last time. Oh, look, Ollie's given up. He's already digging a corner again. That's right, 3/4, which means I've been talking for, what, about 7 minutes now?
7 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough really, isn't it? Mm-hmm. 7.5 minutes. Right, and say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for listening. Actually, I just wanted to come in again very quickly, just in case anyone is interested how long it did take the gerbils to demolish that egg box. Well, it's not been an hour that we put it in, and Ollie wasn't even working on it anymore. He's been digging. It's just been Ginger working at incredible speed. It's just really like the object is just to make whatever it is smaller. And yeah, so it hasn't been an hour yet. And I just saw him. Well, that was the last piece. And he made it smaller and that's it. And well, now he's having a good dig through through that extra layer he's created there. Oh, and now he's having a drink. Fair enough. Thirsty work, I guess. So yeah, not even an hour, and that egg box is gone. Incredible. Oh well. So yeah, I just thought you might like to know. Anyway, thank you again for listening, and I hope you all enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.